All right, live videos have to be so much more than one thing, and I can speak from experience on this. Let's dive into it.
You are listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. This is the place where the most talented online live video personalities and marketers share what works for them as live video becomes the most effective megaphone to the world man has ever known. Without further ado, here is your host, Todd.Live.
Yeah, what do I mean by that? Live videos have to be more than just one thing. Well, they don't always have to be. Let's just get it out there that they don't, you know, because I want to make sure no trolls email me and say, oh, you got it wrong. No, I didn't get it wrong. This, for one, it's opinion. So I'm entitled to my opinion, even if it's wrong. And you're entitled to yours, even if you're wrong, too. What I mean by this is I'm talking about more professional done videos, you know, more like a schedule, like a show. It needs to be more than one thing. Okay, so when I... In the past, when I have done live videos, they generally have all been interview videos with nothing else. It's just interviewing. Bring someone on, tout someone's credentials, let them fill in the holes where I maybe didn't give all the credentials, let, you know, fill in any, get, provide the audience with a little extra information. And then I go through and have a conversation with the person, maybe have a few questions planned for them or a few things I want to talk about. And it's an interview. It's an interview. It's quite honestly, in the past, all of my live videos have really just been get to know the guest lives. They haven't been tutorial lives. They haven't been informational lives. They haven't been entertainment lives. They haven't been variety lives. They haven't been anything like that. They have just been get to know the guest lives. And, you know, I think that in the past when I tried that, I mean, when I tried this, we're talking about like 2017-ish, 2016, when less people were doing live video, and you could get away with that. You could get away with, yeah, we're going to get to know somebody new today, because live video was newer then. But we're in 2019, pushing 2020 before you know it. I know we're not even, we just got out of first quarter, but it'll be gone before you know it. And you can't get away with just doing get to know you lives or only chit chat lives. Maybe you can get away with that if they're entertaining and the two people on there are really jiving together very well, and they compliment each other very nicely. But you need more. And I am inspired by what I see Owen Video doing with Agora Pulse, where they're doing a variety show. And actually, Owen was doing this with Nick with the Business of Video podcast, the Business of Video live video and podcast. They were doing a variety show. So they would have a guest come on for a few minutes who was like their most rabid fan or whatever they called whoever it was. It was somebody most active fan, whatever, somebody who participated the most in their videos. They kind of selected somebody who got to come on and talk about what they do, which is awesome. And then they would do a let's catch up with the news for a few minutes. And then they would have a guest come on and talk and hang out for a while. And then they would close it out with some final thoughts or this or that. And on Agora Pulse, it's the same kind of a thing. You know, Owen will go on with Scott Ayers. They talk for a while, then they bring somebody on and they have a trivia contest where they try to get people in the audience to participate in the trivia. I mean, they really mix it up. They really mix it up. And in my opinion, that's where things are heading. Is more variety, more let's keep it moving, having a few segments going, you know, 10 or 15 minutes in one segment, moving on to the next thing. So you're kind of switching gears and mixing it up and keeping people going. You want your audience to want to be there. You want them to want to stay there. You want them to want to participate. You want them to want to, you know, be part of each segment. The getting to know you stuff, I mean, it's crickets chirping all day long. It's highly valuable. The getting to know you is highly valuable for the people that are truly interested in that kind of content, and it's extremely value for the two or three people that are involved in the interview who are getting to know each other and networking and creating a product together. There's tremendous value there. But for your audience, they who may or may not be interested in who your guest is, you've got to mix in guests into a variety situation. So you've got segments and you can keep things moving. So that's why what I mean when I say it can't be only one thing. Think about how you're doing your show. Add props in. You know, I'm as I get into live video more this year and really start working it harder, I've got props. I've got a bullhorn. I've got a cowbell. I've got a magic eight ball. Remember those magic eight balls? You shake them up. You ask it a question like, you know, will someone kiss someone? You shake it up and it says, can't tell you now, check back later. You know, I'm going to really try to mix in some fun and some variety and some laughs and make the show more interesting than just to get to know you each week. That can only carry for so long. And I don't even think it can carry one episode anymore. Because people have moved on from that. People are expecting more. People's attention spans are different. So what do you think? Todd.live on Instagram. If you'd like to give some feedback on this episode, let me know what you think.
Thanks so much for listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.live. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.todd.live and on facebook.com/todd.livepage. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.live.